other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're 90% Ron Paul on the next 2 hours. 100% Congressman Dan Hamburg. 100% Congressman Brad Sherman. For stations just joining us, they told them martial law will be declared in the United States physically if House members don't pass this. Well, they just did, T-minus 8 minutes ago. The vote was 8 minutes ago. They passed it 8 minutes ago. We got 4 minutes left with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. During the one-minute break we were talking about, this is leading to complete disaster. The troops won't be able to carry out martial law because their poor families are going to be starving. Same thing with cops. Finish up, sir, with now where you see this going.
Well, I think one of the biggest tests is going to be the response of foreign creditors to the Treasury's assumption of enormous new debt responsibilities. You know, the world's already flooded with dollars. You know, the dollar's been losing value in relation to other currencies, in relation to precious metals, in relation to oil, because there's already too much United States government debt, too many dollars, too big of a trade deficit. Now, the budget deficit is huge, and recession is hitting it. It will grow. Now they're going to come up and need to borrow another $800 billion from foreign creditors. So the test is, will they lend? Or will they lend at the low interest rates that the bailout really needs in order to be successful? This is going to be a big test. I don't think they've thought about that.
What about all the credit card debt coming due, too? I mean, the real economy is screwed.
Well, that's right. What is really coming out of this financial crisis is concentration. We see financial concentration. We're going to end up with three banks, Bank of America, you know, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, and Citicorp. Mm-hmm. And we're four banks. And Chase, and J.P. Morgan Chase. So we'll have four giant banks. It'll be monopoly capitalism. And it's so funny because it's come out of deregulation. It's come out of a market ideology. And so we see that the result of Phil Graham and Newt Gingrich and all of that is monopoly capitalism.
The method to the madness, though, they want to rule. It's like Satan. I'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. And they think they're in control of it. They want to rule a dung heap instead of the paradise this country was.
Well, maybe that's it. I don't. You know, the Russian president the other day said, quite truthfully, in my opinion, that the era of American dominance is over.
Yep.
And I think that's true. And I think that we also had the German foreign minister also say the same thing, and
yep,
that the dollar would be dethroned as reserve currency. So that what they're going to do is they're going to end up with lots of debts that they're not going to be able to pay in U.S. dollars because the dollar loses its reserve currency role. You can no longer pay your bills in your own currency. So. Mm-hmm. It looks to me like they're going to impoverish the country. They are going to probably produce a lot of civil unrest, and I don't know that they have the physical means to contain it.
Yep.
So I don't know what the outcome is, but this bill is not going to be the end of the problem. It may simply cause worse problems. And as I said earlier in our interview today, it does not address the default rate. I mean, people are defaulting on the mortgages, and that's the problem. And the bill does nothing to stop that. So that is going to continue.
It only protects the bankers. It only protects, and it'll destroy them in the end. In closing, I appreciate you joining us, sir. We'll talk to you in the near future. His new book is out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, now in a updated version. But meanwhile, a lot of the yuppies I talk to laugh and giggle and think it's all funny. They have no idea what's happened as well. There's just a lot of hubris, not just by the elite, but by the general public. Dr. Roberts, thank you for coming on with us.
Yes, Alex, you keep on doing your good work.
I'll try. God bless you. God bless you. Take care. Read his columns everywhere. Just Google Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll be right back. Got a big guest coming up. Stay with me.
This stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Dan Hamburg, who a year ago wrote a story for the San Francisco Chronicle that detailed the plans for martial law takeover during an economic-controlled implosion, will join us in T-minus 22 minutes. Ron Paul, we're very close to getting him on. He just is having to deal with the vote and now with a ton of media fighting his way in here. In fact, Trey, call him again. Stuff happened like me on the phone with Ron Paul and the cord comes out of the phone. In this office, as everything falls apart, it's like a land crawler in here. We've got that going on. Congressman Brad Sherman is coming up. 215-ish is what it says. I know that was also crazy. The vote is over, though. It came earlier than they thought. So, Trey, go ahead and call them and adjust. If Congressman Brad Sherman wants to come on earlier, he's already agreed, but I don't want to wait an hour and 5 minutes. I bet because the vote's over, he can come in now. We'll see what happens. Just stay with us. For those that just joined us, Democratic congressmen representatives were threatened with martial law, nationwide martial law, not just in Congress. If American bailout, again, Democratic congressmen representatives were threatened with martial law in America over bailout. That's the Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com headline. Actually, that story is from PrisonPlanet.com separately by Steve Watson. It covers some of the facets. And then on Infowars.com, there is another story that is up there that comes from Kurt Nemo, the first one out on this morning. There's the video of this being said. Martial law will be declared, a banker bailout not passed in-house. Now we need to say, headline, Congress threatened with martial law is terrorized into passing bill. Martial law, Congress, House terrorized with threat of martial law. That needs to be the headline. I don't care if Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes are limited riders. We need it up there now. That is the bottom line now. And then just basically take the info in the other two stories and rehash it there, but add the new information. And you heard the former head of policy, Department of Treasury, just say this bill effectively creates economic martial law through the Treasury with the private banks. So we just got martial law. And the magnitude of it isn't even properly affecting me. We live so close to this problem here that it's actually happening, and now we don't even see it for what it is. Let me explain that again. House of Representatives terrorized by threat of martial law passes banker empowerment bill that sets up financial dictatorship in the United States. That is the main headline and subheadline. That is what it is. So we're going to give you martial law unless you give us martial law powers, because they didn't want that confrontation. They didn't want to have it come out in the open. So they said, we got NORTHCOM standing right by. We got the anthrax packages right now. We'll tell them the guys with the beers and the turbans did it. You pass this right now, we activate NORTHCOM, the brigade standing by at Colorado Springs. We'll bring them into Washington. Unbelievable. And now, you heard Dr. Roberts, all this does is protect the banks, and it will implode the real economy. Now they're going to kill the economy, and the market knows that. That's why it's plunging right now. They terrorize Congress into this. This is horrible. Let's go to Steve Shank. He was set up for the show, and boy, what a crazy day to have him on. He set up days ago. And I appreciate him letting him move him to a little bit later, because I was too busy early on to even have him on today, though it's vital. And Steve, I got so busy, I didn't put in the order a couple weeks ago when you were last on. I want a year's supply for three people, another one. I hope I can get it in time. How fast can you ship it to me? Just bill me? Just get it to me.
It's already being billed, Alex. I assumed that that's what we needed after our last conversation. But, Alex, I got to talk, okay? These jackasses, with 90% of the people calling these people, telling them no, and they go ahead and do it anyway, this is the most phenomenal act of treason that's ever been perpetrated in this country, and I don't know why we can't just impeach the whole stinking Congress of the United States and the whole mess. But the mechanism is controlled, isn't it? It's protected. They protect themselves, and I'll guarantee this bill protects them. If you'd have heard, Glenn Beck did the marvelous job last night of going through some of the issues. They are setting aside millions of dollars for research on wooden arrows for toys.
But let me tell you, that is the important, but it's the diversion.
Absolutely.
The media is covering the pork barrel and the wooden arrows and carbon taxes. The real issue is it gives immunity and dictatorial power to the Treasury.
Absolutely. And immunity to all of these characters. I'll guarantee you that's built in there. But let's
Have the subsection. You're absolutely right.
Let's talk about what we're dealing with. You and I have been telling these folks that with the economy going as it was, with the shortages of food, the starvation worldwide and everything, that they had to take...
And by the way, food riots exploded worldwide this week. It's intensifying. You were right. I was wrong. I keep thinking it's not as bad as people are saying.
Well, let me tell you how bad this thing is. They're talking martial law, the Second Patriot Act. If they have any reason or excuse to have a national emergency, and martial law is it, they have the power, and they will take over distribution of food. Now, our warehouse is buying like crazy, trying to get every morsel of food they can get in there, but it's not going to do one stinking bit of good if they pull a plug on this thing and get runaway inflation going on. What happens with runaway inflation, Alex?
Prices explode.
They absolutely explode, and unless people have the stuff that they need already bought, even if it's on a stinking credit card, that will fix the cost, and they can pay for it with cheap money. But the fact is that if our families out there get caught with either martial law or the runaway inflation when they start filtering this $700 billion down through the monetary system, they will not buy food.
Let me tell listeners,
will not ship food.
Let me tell listeners what it looks like. Every time there's a hurricane in Texas, the 3 million illegal aliens, and that's how many are in South Texas, flood all little towns, neighborhoods. It's a fact. Robbing, stealing. I was at a grocery store in Buffalo, Texas during the hurricane. There were thousands of illegal aliens roving around, people coming into the gun shop I was at buying more ammo across the street in Buffalo. Buffalo Sporting Goods is the name of it. You can ask folks in Buffalo. It's on I-45 in between Dallas and Houston. They're coming in saying, my wallet got stolen out of my car. My car got robbed. Folks, it's going to look much worse than that.
Well, I tell you what, as a result of the runaway inflation that this absolutely ensures, as a result of the martial law this absolutely ensures, there are two things that people better dadgum well do. They better get their 12-gauge set up behind the door with plenty of ammunition, and they better get about 3 or 4 years' worth of food, and they better do it now. We're at capacity, but we're doubling up. I'm telling you, this thing is the death knell to the country, absolutely. And the only way families are going to survive is if these people take control and get their own food. You cannot trust these people to your survival.
They are absolute
criminals.
And I
don't care whether you get it from J. Michael Stevens Group and eFoods Direct or not. You go get food. Don't buy the canned junk out of the grocery store. You got to get storable stuff. But get food wherever you can get it. Give us a call just as soon as you can, 800-409-5633. I need these dadgum phone lines flooded. We'll gear up, but I'm telling you, Alex, this is absolutely, if there's one damn bit of patriotism in any of our families out there, they got to move to survive, because unless these families survive, we won't have people left to take this thing back when it goes down.
Well, that's the good news, the silver lining throughout history with remnants. God warns his people, people that, you know, read the Bible, they know that you've always got to be prepared. They follow that, and they're always a lot better off than the wicked that laugh at us. And we're still, some people are still laughing, Steve, and I just can't believe their ignorance.
Well, I guess I can believe it. I see what we've got running for president both ways. But the fact is that, this issue this morning, I can't emphasize to our listeners enough, Alex. They absolutely must move now. Every asset, resource they can put together, food is going to be the only medium of exchange.
Hey, I get so bad, I get so busy fighting them that I've bought food for family and stuff that didn't care or didn't know. Now they appreciate it. I bought food for family that did know but couldn't afford it, and so I don't even have enough for myself. You know, I've bought many times from you, but listen, you put me first in a 3-year supply. I can only afford a 2-year supply for 3 people.
No, we got 3 years packed and on its way.
Okay, Steve, give people the number, give them the website.
It's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 for those of you that are not computer conscious. For those of you who can get on the stinking computer, get on efoodsdirect.com. efoodsdirect.com. If you have any difficulties, give us a call at the 800 number and we'll follow you back. But get it done, and get it done now.
By the way, the stock market is plunging right now.
Absolutely.
It has plunged 80-something points just in the last 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes, almost 30 since they did this. It's going straight down right now. And it'll go up and down before. This means total inflation. And again, it's more like 99% of the phone calls they got and emails. I've had Congress people on. It's been in the news. I mean, people talked about 9,000 phone calls a day, and 5 of them are for it. Another congressman on the show said 2,000-plus phone calls, and 6 calls were for it. I mean, they just don't care because they were told martial law.
Steve, yeah, absolutely.
Go up to Infowars.com. Did you know? This isn't the one earlier on Monday, the congressman that was threatening martial law in the House. They threatened nationwide martial law and basically removing the Congress, total dictatorship. Well, that is a dictatorship that does that, so they gave in, and this is martial law.
That's it.
Give them the number again, Steve.
800-409-5633, and on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Alex, I appreciate you. We got it going.
Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you forget the address, eFoodsDirect.com. The number one more time, Steve.
800-409-5633.
All right, we're going to come back with a lot more news and information and several congressmen lined up. Stay with us. Transmission straight ahead.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Congressman Dan Hamburg popping in at T-minus 8 minutes. Congressman Brad Sherman coming up in 45 minutes. Ron Paul, very close to getting him. Comment on House approves bailout for financial markets. The House approves a revised $700 million financial rescue package, really $800-something billion, ending a week-long battle over controversial measure after lawmakers came under pressure to head off a growing financial crisis. You just heard the former head of the Treasury, former head of policy, tell you it's a complete fraud, will not help the economy, it's for the elite, not for the people. We are in deep trouble. The plan, which was already approved by the Senate, would allow the government to spend billions of dollars to buy bad mortgage-related securities and other devalued assets from troubled financial institutions. If it works, advocates say, that would allow frozen credit to begin flowing again and prevent a serious recession. But let's give you the facts now. It does nothing to help the people. It will devalue the dollar faster. It will devalue the U.S. International rating from AAA down to junk, probably. And martial law was threatened. If you tuned in earlier in the week and heard Congressman Dan on, or you heard Congressman Burgess on, they were discussing how they were threatened with martial law in the House. Basically, weren't allowed into meetings, police state actions. Now congressmen are being threatened with open, physical martial law. They were threatened with physical martial law, just as the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, and others have been saying they could act outside Congress. That is martial law. Now they've been given financial immunity from their crimes, the power to buy, sell anything they want, to basically take over more of the economy and funnel the imploding economy through themselves in an IMF World Bank receivership move. Play Congressman Shepard. This is Congressman Shepard on C-SPAN. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 24 hours, here it is.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
And ladies and gentlemen, they couldn't remove the pork, but forget the tens of billions. But it's $150 billion in pork stacked on the $700 billion. Now, with the old $700 billion bill, Bloomberg and others said it was really $5 trillion. So if they went from $700 billion that was really $5 trillion, to 850-something billion, I guess that makes it more like $6.5 trillion. A $6.5 trillion transfer from the real economy into the very blood-sucking Rothschild Rockefeller banks that have engineered all this and have sucked all these third-world countries dry and are now doing it to us, and it's going to devalue your currency. It is going to destroy the stock market. You watch it happen. And as it gets worse, they'll say, oh, it's getting worse. Give us more money. Give us more power. We'll fix it. Then they get it. Oh, we give us more money, more power. They don't even need that now. They have been given martial law powers economically. The Congress mindlessly signed it away. And now under PD-51, Bush and others, or Barack Obama or McCain or whoever comes into office can say or do whatever they want. They're total puppets. This is so massive. This is financial martial law, in the words of Dr. Paul Greg Roberts earlier, concurring with me, saying, yes, this is the equivalent of martial law. So they said, we'll declare martial law on you if you don't do this. And in the bill is martial law financially, which runs and controls everything. I heard Dr. Roberts say, that's everything anyways. And the same week, they activate a brigade, and they say they're going to rotate in more brigades for NORTHCOM for domestic operations for, quote, civil unrest, microwave guns, and they say, we hope we don't have to shoot Americans with bullets. Can you put two and two together? I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. Like Ron Paul said a few months ago on this show, he said something big's coming, a total worldwide meltdown. He's been saying it for 30 years, and then he said it's here. And the very bastards that orchestrated it all now get even more power. And didn't matter if 90-plus percent of the phone calls and emails said no, 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 no. Thousands of calls to one. They don't care. They say we are doing what we want. This is a government that's launched anthrax attacks, 9/11, illegal wars. They're a pack of criminals, and you're seeing it right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, take my herb. None will level on the mine. Nobody.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, live streaming video from in studio, not just on a growing, wonderful list of AM/FM affiliates across the country, global shortwave on WWCR, number one radio talk show on Shoutcast anywhere on the web, hundreds of thousands listening on the different systems right now on the internet as well, 83,000 a day on average now downloading the free podcast at InfoWars.com. And I'm not tooting our horn. I'm letting people realize with just this one radio show and others out there and other websites and other great people, we are carrying the message of truth to the people, and they're listening like never before. Ron Paul coming up sometime in the next hour and a half for a quick interview. We have Congressman Brad Sherman, who was told this has to be passed or martial law, not martial law with the House rules, like we heard from Congressman from North Texas Burgess on Monday, national martial law. NORTHCOM announcing they are going to use troops domestically, activated brigades, not just one, but multiple brigades, for continuity of government, for civil unrest. This is the takeover. You're seeing what happened in Nazi Germany. You're seeing what happened in Russia. You're seeing what happened with Pol Pot. I mean, this is it. We have to get the word out. We have to say no. We have to stop them. They engineered all this. And a man who valiantly exposed this over a year ago is Congressman Dan Hamburg from Northern California, federal congressman, several terms, now out of the Congress. And he wrote a detailed report that we have a link to in the story that Kurt Nemo wrote about this on Infowars.com. Read it carefully. This is in the San Francisco Chronicle, picked up by other newspapers across the world because he's highly respected. And he started out with this quote, "Rule by fear or rule by law. The power of the executive to cast a man into prison without formulating any charge known to law, and particularly to deny him the judgment of his peers, is the highest degree of odious and is the foundation of all totalitarian governments, whether Nazi or communist." Winston Churchill, November 21st, 1943. And then he goes through the systematic takeover, PDD 51, John Warren Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act. And then you've got all these covert operations with military buying off mayors and police chiefs that we've interviewed and brought on air about Delta Force and CIA showing up with bags of money saying, just be friends with us with what's coming. Governor Ventura, first day, this is years ago, as a governor, called down into the basement 23 CIA agents, not telling them who their names are. Black ops are all around us, folks. This is the military-industrial complex, just like in third-world countries, the juntas, where the military takes over, or Roman Caesars being overthrown on a monthly basis in the deep decline before the sack in 410 by Alaric, overthrows every month by the generals. I mean, this is what Caesar did 2,040-something years ago when he passed the Rubicon and brought his troops into Rome. Of course, that river in the north up by Austria. That's what it means to cross the Rubicon. So I've given you some background here. This is really happening, and it's being done, not in slow motion, but in medium motion. We can't accept it. We can't go along with it. To recap, 35 minutes ago, no, exactly 37 minutes ago, the House passed, under threat of economic terrorism, with the plunge protection team, didn't bail out the stock market as they do daily, and so it plunged $1,200,000,000 plus in one day on Monday. That terrorizing didn't work. Still 90%+ against the banker empowerment bill, the economic takeover bill. We're going to the congressman here in just a moment. I want to recap all this. This is historic. I want to get his take on it and how we stop it and turn it around. And then they told Congress, they said, you pass this or physical martial law will come. They were told this last night and today, and the House passed it under duress. This ties into everything we've seen. The clearly launched White House anthrax attacks on Congress. Folks, my life's in danger. I'm getting death threats every day now. Other people are. This is happening. You understand? This is red level. America is being taken over. We've got to say no now. And the good news is 90%+ are against it and are hopping mad now. So this government's totally illegitimate. This vote is illegitimate. And this is just so amazing. And now they got martial law economic powers. It's right there in the bill in the subsections for the private bankers. It only protects them, not the people. Congressman Dan Hamburg, who warned us, again, in February of last year, more than a year ago, rule by fear, rule by law. It's happening, sir. It could get a lot worse. Break down what it's like to see this happening and go through the points.
This is not something that really should surprise people, but I think the heartening thing is that the calls that were going into congressional offices were, anywhere from 50 to 100 to 1 against this. So I think it's clear that people are finally waking up to the loss of the Constitution, the loss of sovereignty, and also the way this government has set things up in the way they have in order to systematically tank the economy. Now, the thing that I'm looking at now, we've got 30 days until a presidential election. What will happen in those 30 days? And is the current cabal that's in charge, is the neocon cabal willing to take the risks of turning this over, to the Democratic Party? I mean, we know the Democratic Party is not significantly different from the Republicans. But still, I have to wonder if there is another surprise in store for us in the month of October besides this. It's not clear at all that the markets are going to be responsive to this, because the underlying economy is what is you know, what is messed up in this country. You know, it's the foreclosures. It's a loss of employment. It's the fact that the infrastructure of the country is crumbling. The educational system is crumbling. The healthcare system is crumbling. So whether this bailout, it's certainly going to be good for investment bankers and for the confidence on Wall Street in the short term. But I'm not at all sure that we're going to see, that we're not going to see another big surprise in the next month. And one of those possible surprises, I think, is, you know, kind of a Hail Mary pass kind of thing, from Cheney and his group inside the administration. I think back to what happened with the missing nukes from the Air Force Base in North Dakota. I think to the assassination in Houston a couple of months ago of a top CIA operative, Roland Carnaby, who was trying to stop a possible false flag attack on the port of Houston. And I just, you know, I think now that the American people are pretty much uncertain of everything that's going on, and, you know, I think about Naomi Klein and her shock doctrine theory. I think people are in shock right now, and that this is the time that people like Cheney most take advantage of that shock to manipulate public opinion and to do what they want to do and to pursue their globalist agenda, which is way beyond anything that the American people would normally tolerate.
Absolutely. We're seeing things happen on a daily basis that would have shaken the political system to its core just a decade ago. I mean, from torturing children in front of their parents to domestic spying on the American people to the military spying on peace groups to FEMA camps to being built openly and being in the newspaper to just absolute crazy corruption. But the good news is it did come out with Cy Hirsch. It did come out on MSNBC that Cheney just 3 months ago was planning to paint up U.S. Navy patrol boats like Iranian boats and have Navy SEALs launch sneak attacks on larger U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz there in the Persian Gulf between Iran and Iraq. I mean, people, you know, by exposing 9/11, 9/11 truth then shifted people into the paradigm of really seeing false flag terrorism, and this is no doubt. I want your take on this.
And also understanding, Alex, that false flag terrorism is nothing new. I mean, suddenly people are looking back to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, and they're looking back to, you know,
Ajax,
the
Liberty.
Kennedy assassination, and, you know, things start to fall into place, and it's like the scales begin to fall from the eyes, and people go, this is the kind of country I've been living in all these years. And what has this propaganda that's been put out by the elites been all about? And, you know, that is a very encouraging thing. But one of the problems, and we know it's one of the big problems, and programs like yours battle against that problem, which is that people still mostly get garbage information from the mainstream media. And, of course,
they
know
get
that
sucked
media
into
is corporate controlled. And, you know, what is so vital is getting information to people, because the more people that understand what's going on, the more people there are who are going to stand up and say, no way, not in my name will you commit these corrupt and heinous acts.
Well, I want your take on two things. A, is this not incredibly revealing and a huge wake-up call? And that's what we're seeing. If people are already waking up and already angry, they are really waking up now and are really upset to the fact that on average, 95%, according to the polls, congressmen and women have said they'll get 2,000, 3,000, 9,000 in one senator from California saying no to the bailout, and it still happens. That's revealing that this establishment doesn't care what the people want or what the people say or even what is constitutional. And then secondarily, I want your comment on that. Secondarily, we have open economic terrorism. Since when did presidents and secretaries of treasury and Democratic leaders scream, you better give us this power and do the bailout or there'll be a depression? That is pure economic terrorism.
Yeah, but you know, we're getting used to that because that's the kind of thing that they did to get us into the Iraq War, and that's the kind of thing they do to you know, when Katrina's hit by a hurricane. You know, what they do is to keep us in a state of shock and confusion. And I'm really disappointed, actually, this morning to see 271 votes in favor of this bailout, in spite of the fact, as you've said, that there was, you know, just overwhelming opposition to it on the part of the constituents. And what it means is that the electoral system is now so compromised that many of these members who went ahead and voted for this, in spite of the fact that their constituents were dead against it, are in districts that are considered safe enough for them to make these kind of votes without suffering repercussion at the polls. I mean, I think what we'll see is that a lot of people aren't gonna turn out and vote because they're gonna go, you know, this government is too corrupt, and they're, you know, they'll just say, well, I just won't vote this year for a member of Congress who would betray me in this sense. But I don't see where it's going to mean a substantial shift in governance in the country. I mean, I don't think the next Congress is going to be significantly different than this one, you know, because of this particular vote or because of a series of bad votes which have happened over the past several years.
I want to finish playing this clip. You haven't had a chance to hear it, and then I'll let you finish what you're saying. This is the congressman, and this was, and he's coming up, Congressman Brad Sherman, next hour. This is what he said other members of Congress were told: physical martial law in America if they didn't pass this. Okay, this is official. Here it is.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
Congressman Dan Hamburg, your comments on that.
You know, I'm afraid that the great majority of people, not only citizens of this country, but members of the U.S. Congress, were not aware that on August 28th, just about 6 weeks ago, Bush extended for the seventh time the national state of emergency under which this country has been de facto governed ever since September 11th or September 14th, depending on which document you look at, of 2001. Bush has extended that state of national emergency under which he implements documents like the National Emergencies Act, but more importantly, Homeland Security, Presidential Directive 20, National Security Directive, Presidential Directive 51, under which economic problems are one of the reasons for the declaration of martial law. So these measures are actually in effect and have been in effect for 7 or 8 years. So people should not look at this and say, oh, martial law, no way. We have been in that state ever since the attacks of 9/11. And that is why there is nothing more important to the consciousness of the people of this country than the 9/11 truth movement and getting to the bottom of what has instigated this 8-year reign of terror.
And Congressman Hamburg, again, going back to economic terrorism, they need this implosion now to get the powers they need. Just as PDD 51 says, it's clear. They start fear-mongering 2 weeks ago saying depression. It drives down the market, and then they're given the power. I mean, it's transparent. They did this in front of everyone. This is incredibly criminal. This is an incredibly criminal act that they're doing, and this shows me they're going for broke. I think this is just the start.
And I think one way to look at it is this is kind of an economic 9/11. And I think they are going for broke in terms of destroying the American economy so that they can come back with a whole new globalist approach and sell that to a desperate people. We'll start seeing things like the North American Union.
They've already said that. They've already kissed your...
The Amero, you know, replacing the dollar, national sovereignty in the trash can. And these are things that normally people would not tolerate. But their idea is to get people in such a panic that they will look for the savior. You know, this is Weimar Republic type stuff that we're going back to in the United States of America.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Stay there, sir. We're going to break. We have Congressman... Dan Hamburg on with us. More congressmen coming up, sitting congressmen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening. Remember, almost 3 years ago, we snuck in the Bilderberg group. We got the information out. We said they're going to start the implosion by restricting credit on the subprime mortgages. They are going to engineer this. We're on record. Okay? And now, how did it happen? Because they run things. They are orchestrating all of this. In fact, we're going to skip this break for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Congressman Dan Hamburg is our guest. He's been predicting and writing about the martial law takeover. Something else is happening. I was at a little restaurant yesterday grabbing some tacos and I heard people talking about, did you hear? All the banks will be shut next week. Everything's going to shut down. It's over. Runs on the banks. And then I got back to the office and Rob was in there going, man, I'm getting all these emails about from family and people that aren't even into this stuff about how all the banks are going to shut down next week. And it wouldn't really say where it was from. We tracked it back to a reported white supremacist who is a caricature of white supremacists. And I'm not defending white supremacists, but, I mean, it's very clownish. And it's Hal Turner. I don't like giving the guy attention. And, I mean, he says things, you know, that if I said them or somebody else said them, he'd be arrested. He says, go, you know, blast judges, politicians, go physically attack people, names, you know, does, you know, ridiculous parodies of black people, calling them, you know, just every name in the book. And then, of course, it turns out that he's tied in with these white supremacist groups that has turned out the leaders are feds. And then it did come out, stories up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled Paul Watson Story, Hoax Bank Closure Story Peddles Bailout Propaganda. No surprise we learned the source of the hoax is Hal Turner, who was exposed earlier this year as an FBI informant posing as a white supremacist. And he's the guy that comes out with Amero coins that some private mint does and then discredits the fact that they are setting up an Amero. Or he's the guy that hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. But the story he put out says we've got to have the bailout or everything's destroyed. So it also always has an angle. Now this will be used to criticize the Internet. CNN hired reporters to then put out fake stories about Steve Jobs having a heart attack yesterday. Now CNN saying we better shut down the web and restrict free speech. Look what independent people do, but the guy works for them. And then they're also saying they want to shut the web down, censor it. We were just talking about it behind the scenes on the Internet streams, and not just AM and FM, but during the break. At PrisonPlanet.tv with our guest, the congressman. So Internet 2, Lieberman, YouTube, and Google are now banning whatever the government wants. I mean, it's happening, and they're using people like this to do it. And this is what can cause bank runs, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard Bush saying, bank run, bank run. We don't want bank runs. Your money's safe, bank run. You know, trying to make people bank run. The government wants to make this worse right now. Congressman?
Well, I think that's right. You know, I think the worse it gets, the more people panic. And we know from Hitler's Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, that there's nothing that makes people more malleable than when they're in a state of panic. And they want, you know, anything that will relieve their panic, they will go for. And this is the bet that they're making. They're believing that if they, you know, they've already shredded the Constitution, and they believe that now if they, you know, tank the economy, they will frighten people, and then they will come up with their plan to save them, and it'll be us, the people, the citizens of this country, the people who with our taxes have been supporting this entire charade, who are going to be left you know, with basically nothing. I mean, I think the strategy is to put all of us ordinary people in a subservient position where we no longer really have anything to say about the way we're governed, and we enter this this new world order in which the global economy and a small financial, military, political, industrial elite makes all the decisions for the rest of us. And it really, you know, some people have said that the problem with this bailout is that, you know, we have capitalism on the way up and socialism on the way down. But the characterization that makes more sense to me is that we're now in an area of authoritarian capitalism. And
absolutely, and they
and we the people are not the authorities.
That's right. They privatize profit and they socialize loss and they pass it on to the average people. It's feudalism. Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute for five more minutes with our guest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror.